The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With the new Congress set to begin its first 100 hours, the president got on the air first, promising a plan to balance the federal budget. Of course, the trick is, how do you define balance? More after this for the American Jewish Committee. President Bush is promising a budget deficit of zero by the year 2012. It's a pretty safe promise to make because, number one, nobody knows exactly what it means, and number two, his term is up in 2009. Even better is that most of us out here in the audience have absolutely no interest in budget deficits because we've been running pretty big ones for the last 5 years and the sky has yet to fall. If anyone did care about budget deficits, though, what they discover is that balancing the budget depends on the government's innovative definition of the word balance. Most of us define balance as money coming in equal to money going out. But the federal government defines balance as money coming in equal to money going out plus whatever you can suck from the Social Security Trust Fund. This idea of balancing the budget by 2012 is actually nothing new. In fact, last year, the Congressional Budget Office predicted a $58 billion surplus for 2012. A surplus? How can that be? Well, here's how it works. It assumes that over 7 years, the Treasury will borrow from the Social Security Trust Fund, which is that payroll deduction that almost every wage earner pays, no matter how little he earns, $1.7 trillion, which is why it was interesting to hear the president once again mention Social Security reform. In fact, the government's own figures show that Social Security, at least, has plenty of money. In fact, for the next 10 years, it has more than it needs, which is a good thing because the Treasury plans to borrow every penny of it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, January 4th, 2007.